That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Hit break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crisis.
What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks coming to you from our Zoom episode. I look so much better at nighttime in this room, though, without that sun beating in. Then I get to choose my own lighting. Also, rare situation. Did a little home surgery, and it worked. It's nice when that works out.
Oh, my God. You cut your own dick off?
Yeah.
Jay's a chick now, guys.
I'm a chick now, and it saved myself so much money. Gender reassignment, gender reassignment.
What'd you do? What's your home surgery?
I just had a thing, like a, I don't know what it was, like on my cheek that just showed up, and I dicked around with it for a while.
I mean, it looks nice, but it's nighttime. I'll have to see you in that room during the day.
Well, you would know there would be like a bump here usually, and it's still there because I just did this home surgery, but I think I got whatever it was out of it.
Keep touching it.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep touching it.
Well, what do you mean home surgery?
This all seems insane.
No.
I told you a few days ago this was insane. Just go to a dermatologist. What are you cutting yourself up yourself for?
Well, the damage was done.
Doctors are some of the biggest scams in the world. Jay's right, dude.
You don't need doctors, dude.
It's like college degrees, doctors.
Dude, you players. Can cut off skin tags, HPV warts. Anything you want, you could take off with nail clippers. If you're willing to put in the time to stop the bleeding.
You
got to be willing to put in the time.
Yeah, dude, I used to be so afraid to go to the doctor. Now I'm weirdly kind of into it. I'm still afraid.
You know you're pretty healthy, though, right now. I mean, like, what you
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. So, yeah, the first time I went to the doctor to get, like, a checkup, it was after, like, you know, 20 years or 15 years or whatever it was, I walked in completely expecting him to go, "You have three types of cancer, AIDS, hepatitis." Like, I was like, "Lay it on me, doc. I got it all, right?" And it was like, "No, you need some B12. Take a B12 vitamin."
I had a similar thing where I went to the doctor for the first time and just at least 15 years. And I was kind of like this weird thing of like, when you don't go to the doctor from like age 20 to 35, you associate it with like a kid thing.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, when you're a kid, you go to the doctor. And then when you're back in a doctor's office, you're like, am I eight again? What the fuck is happening here? And you are kind of like, am I in a lot of trouble for not being at the doctor for so long?
Well, it's not only just being a kid thing. He did a whole check
and he goes, everything's great. You're in perfect health. And it was like, I beat the system.
It's not even just like a kid thing. It's like the only time that I was associating going to a doctor's office was like when a family member was dying, or like I was so sick with like a stomach, the few times like in my life where I had to go to like the emergency room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but beyond, so it's just a really like, the idea of a doctor is not like healing me. The idea of a doctor is like going to find out detrimental information.
Right.
Right. Whereas like, when you go to the doctor, even if like he were to find out you were like, you had like diabetes or like just some shit that like, Jay, just some shit that, but like
no diabetes, by the way,
it's all like all this shit is manageable. Like even the worst of the worst, it's better to go to the doctor and have him like treating it to a certain degree than just not, or maybe it's not. I don't know. Maybe it's all a fucking scam, dude.
Not even borderline type 2 diabetes, guys. Not even borderline.
But anyway, back to the honest conversation me and you were having, Lewis. No, it's still, there's still a part of me, and I know this is totally irrational, but that feels like if you just don't admit it's real, it's not real.
Sure.
And if you were to go to the doctor and find out it's real, well, now you're going to die. I know that's not right, but I do have some of that in me still.
What is tetanus? I told my chick that I had a, like I said,
you got tetanus.
Is it a blood infection?
I think it's, yeah, it's a blood infection, but is it worse than, like, is it really bad? Because I remember when I got tetanus when I was a kid.
I think it could be pretty bad. Maybe I'm wrong.
But is that the thing where, like, if you step on a nail? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I stepped on a nail when I was, I think it was actually on the day of my communion, I want to say. And yeah, I stepped on a rusty nail in the woods, and it went right through my shoe and into my foot, dude. And
I like to think Lewis had an alto voice and then transitioned into his voice the second, like, he stepped on that nail.
I'm in the woods. Oh, damn it. What the hell? Tetanus is taking over my throat.
Tetanus gives you lockjaw. I don't think I have lockjaw, but I have a fucking TMJ or something, I think.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever
too
that
much,
stands for.
Too much Jewishness?
Too much Jewishness. Yeah, sometimes my jaw will be like off. It's crazy. Such a weird thing.
Yeah, but I got, dude, so within, I don't know, I actually don't, because I was so young, I was 6 or 7 years old, I don't remember the timeline, but within a few hours, my entire body was paralyzed. Like, I had to be wheeled into the emergency room.
Wow.
Like, in a wheelchair. Like, dude, it just never registered. It was like, all right, dude, my leg was kind of fucked up. But I think what was happening is I was dying. I think the tetanus was taking hold over my body, dude.
Your muscles were reacting to it, the infection, yeah.
Yeah, it was shutting down, dude. I mentioned tetanus to my chick, and she was like, you had tetanus? And she looked like worried. Like, it was like a real fucking problem.
Yeah, I think they have there's a vaccine for it.
Yeah, you get a tetanus shot.
Yeah. That's weird that you could be like preemptively prevent yourself from getting that. It's weird.
Yeah, you're supposed to get it every like 20 or 10 or 20 years or whatever.
Well, maybe. I got it when I was 4, so I'm due.
No, yeah, you're definitely due.
Dave ain't getting that. No vaccines for Dave.
Real ass due. Do you not do any vaccines, Dave?
Me? I mean, I did all the vaccines when I was a kid and shit. Yeah, sure. I think.
Tetanus is a serious disease of the nervous system caused by a toxin-producing bacterium. The disease causes muscle contractions, particularly your jaw and neck muscles. Could it kill me, though? Could it kill a young boy?
Yeah. Could it be fatal?
Yeah, there was a wooded area behind my house.
I think everybody also says tetanus, and it's tetanus.
It's tetanus.
So without treatment, 1 in 4 people die.
Damn.
Not me, dude.
But that's without treatment, meaning like you don't get brought to the hospital or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, oh, that's weird. You're like, oh, weird, my leg's locked up.
That stat is not as bad as it sounds.
Well, they say like...
Because even without going to the hospital or nothing like that, still 3 out of 4 are going to live.
What it says, though, is that with proper treatment, less than 15% of infected people die.
Oh, but you're still fine,
Lewis. Dude, I was close to fucking death, dude. That might have been the closest I was to ever death, and I didn't even realize it.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hey, 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 hey.
Lewis was like fucking doing a mountain of coke in the back of the creek in the cave when we didn't know he had a problem, and he saw the same tetanus god come over. And he goes,
oh, my God.
Hello, death, my old friend.
Hey, Teddy. Teddy the tetanus guy.
When you're I here. Was a boy. That's fine.
You're here again.
That's great. Yeah, well, my home surgery seems to have worked. Unless it didn't. We'll see.
Well, what did you have? You said you had like
you
a little
see it. There was like, just like a bump. It was like my own skin tone. Nothing like that. It was super small. But because it was just like out, it was just raised. You could just like see it. Like on my cheek, it was very odd. And now
it was a face.
Like,
it was a face. You were growing a face testicle.
Maybe I was going on a face nut.
Dude, there was a nut growing off your cheek, dude.
What am I, a doctor? I don't know this kind of shit. I guess I'm growing a face nut.
Dude, if I had a little thing growing on my face, I would. It would 100%. I would convince myself that it's cancer and that it's over.
Now this is.
You're probably right. 99.9%. You're probably right. I'm just saying the type of like hypochondriac that I am.
No. When I have like a cough, like the way I have, I'm like, that's cancer for sure. Lung cancer, without a doubt.
I got. Oh, you're not gonna be able to see it, dude. I got a couple like, little.
Louis just pulls out a double D tit.
I got like a huge tumor.
He goes, guys, look at this. Dude, is this crazy at all? This four-seam fastball I got in my chest?
Just pussing and fucking bleeding. Hey, dude, look at this one I got.
He goes, you guys think I should go to the doctor for this, or should I not be a queer and do a home surgery?
No, dude, it was just a mole, I want to say. It's here. It's there. You can't see it. You can't see it on here, but it's a mole. It's raised. It wasn't there when I was younger. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, this shit just appeared. It was a big old fucking. It's like you can feel. I can feel it. Like it's almost like a booger in my finger.
Ew.
It's big. And when it came about, I was like, "Oh, that's what cancer is. That's 100% what cancer is." And I let it sit for 5 years before I ever mentioned it. I went to the doctor multiple times before I finally mustered up the courage. I was like, I remember I was gonna. It was so funny because I was going to leave the office.
Is it a skin tag?
It's like a skin tag. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like
and
a
what, did they do tag. This little zip thing and
no, he just looked at it with like a jeweler's monocle and he was like, no, it's fine.
$14,000.
My doctor's Jewish.
What a rare find.
Now I'll give you $8,000 for it.
Shit.
There's gold in that there, Hill.
Dude, also when I went to get my physical for the fight, my doctor did the thing where he squeezed my nuts, dude.
Yeah, oh, really did that.
This kind of fucked me up, dude. I guess I don't know if one of my balls is smaller than the other ball. I never realized this.
Yeah.
I never like really considered this. But he literally, this is just such terrible bedside manner. Sure. He goes, he squeezed it and he goes, oh, that one's tiny. And I was like, tiny.
Okay.
You can't call my ball tiny.
You got a little nut. You got one little mini nut. The nuts always been trying to live up to the fucking, big nut.
Take all my nut tiny. He used the word tiny. That's crazy.
Oh, look at this wee little guy right over here. Here's your adult nut on this side.
All right. Let me just feel. And there goes my respect for you.
Oh, bougie. Right. Ooh, look at this little guy, huh? Look at that. That's a fun one. Oh, that's a little fun one.
Because don't even bother leaving your insurance card. I couldn't possibly charge a child.
He's like, sometimes it feels like a nut, sometimes it don't.
I'm gonna call you Mounds. Get out of here, Mounds.
Yo.
Fuck me, dude.
Hey, what's up, guys? Real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks, and of course our longest sponsor, I'd have to say. It's Yo Kratom, everybody. You know Yo Kratom because they're home of the $60 kilo. We know Yo Kratom because they are the best sponsor of all things Gas Digital. They really are a marquee sponsor for Skankfest and so many other things. As the times have changed, inflation, prices, housing, one thing stays consistent. Yo Kratom always has that $60 kilo, and it's a kilo of the finest lab-tested, high-quality Kratom you can get available delivered right to your door. They are absolutely amazing. If you're in the market for Kratom, you can't do better than this. No better deal than that $60 kilo. Yo Kratom has been supporting us forever. Go support them. Let them know that you're doing a good thing by hanging out with the Legion of Skanks. And check it out. Yes, YoKratom.com, home of that $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it. I'm stoned. I just looked at the chat thing. Nephew celebrating uncle's release from prison, shoots his gun in the air to celebrate, and then kills the uncle.
Why?
Accidentally. And it's a video?
Yes, it is real, and it's a video. And it felt like more of an end of the show kind of thing. It's kind of like it's a pretty wild one, but we could go for it if you want.
Damn, I love Alex fucking just shutting your ideas down, Jay.
No. It was.
She's like, sit down, Jay. You don't know shit about production. I'm Alex Scarlato. I let Harrington come in me.
Oh, yeah. Taking those Harrington cream pies.
You know what? Let's watch it, guys.
I was completely for you, Alex.
Hold on. It's a little loud. Sorry.
Mm.
Wait, he's celebrating his uncle being released from prison?
And that's the uncle, right? I assume.
Unk. Oh. Oh, you idiot.
Dude, that's...
Where is this?
Hilarious. That's hilarious.
Where did this take place?
It doesn't say on the description here.
Gaza Strip.
I mean, that was definitely like a, yeah, somewhere foreign. But, dude, just getting out of jail and a guy accidentally shoots you. I mean, fuck.
It's great how
did he die?
He was.
He said he killed him, yeah.
They killed him.
I mean, it looked pretty bad.
He was just so used to pulling the trigger. He was just like, dude, to hold a gun casually with your finger anywhere near the trigger is so crazy.
Dude, everyone in a third world country seems to have like no, like somehow they get all these guns, but they have no gun etiquette.
Because
you see he shoots it in there and then it's like jammed, but he's just pointing it right at his uncle. And he's like, fucking goddamn thing.
Yeah. He goes, oh, I heard if you hit it on the side sometimes. Unk! Unk!
You got to do the old ketchup bottle trick.
All right. Hit it on the 57.
It's one of the reasons why I don't want to have a gun. It's just because I know that...
Lewis, because you would do that.
I would shoot my uncle.
Yeah. You would.
Without I would shoot my uncle. I would shoot my uncle Raymond.
I do believe at a weird point in your life, I don't know what the circumstance or situation, you will be reckless with a gun.
I figure I would think it would just be something like that. Like
one time I was at the Tampa Side Splitters and a fan brought a gun. And it was just an insight into how dumb I am. He's like, yeah, you want to play with my gun? I was like, yeah, I want to play with your gun. And he brought it out and I started spinning it around and fucking waving it around in a parking lot. No. But I don't know. It could have been. I don't know. Like, it wasn't, but it, like, I don't know enough about guns.
Was there one in the chamber? Who knows? Like
that. Yeah,
who
right,
knows? You know. There could have been one in the chamber. I don't know. The only way I could have known is if I looked directly into the barrel. But I'm like, is there one in the chamber?
Can't see anything. Got to pull that trigger to make sure.
Automatic?
I don't think you can really have an automatic gun.
Yeah, a semi-automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I mean. But it was like a. It was
a handgun.
A handgun. It wasn't a pistol.
It was a handgun. It was a pistol. That's what a handgun is.
No, but, you know, I mean like a revolver. That's what I mean.
You don't know anything about guns. You're just saying words to do with guns. You're doing word association with guns now.
A revolver?
Well, no, revolver is the one with the bullets spinning around, right? That's a...
Yeah, but you said an automatic at first, which is a machine gun.
No, correct.
A semi-automatic, which I assume is what Jay meant. But most handguns, I think, are semi-automatic at this point.
9mm, semi-automatic, for sure.
Glock, 50.
No, because that's... you
22,
have
semi-automatic 38.
Is you have to pull the trigger every time. And automatic is when you hold the trigger down, it'll continue to fire.
I went shooting in the desert, which is a fun way to do it, just like with a dude, as opposed to going to a gun range is fun, but you got to fucking do a safety course. You got these dickheads that are just sort of fucking, they're just snobs. Just fucking snobs at work there. I'm like, come on, dude.
One to play by the rules.
I want to get drunk. I want to fucking get drunk and shoot at rattlesnakes in the desert.
Oh, yeah, dude. You should definitely get a gun for your house. I think so.
Fuck you, instructor. I'm trying to whip this thing around side splitters.
Yeah. First things first, I'm going to shoot at the sun, see if I can hit that. Okay. Now, look at that.
Hold on. Time out, guys. I'm going to try to shoot directly straight up and see if the bullet can hit me in the eye and it comes back down.
Does it look straight up?
So, I don't got time for this, instructor. My uncle just got out of prison.
No, dude, this is physics. It has to come straight back down. No, hear me out.
Same velocity it traveled up with. I should die from this.
Technically, what would happen if you shot a gun straight up in the air?
I think it's going to come down.
I'm sure somebody's done this test.
I'm pretty sure it's going to come back down.
This has to be like a Mythbusters where they had to spend an entire episode getting a gun to be perfectly straight.
But I know they're wrong about the thing too. Because I think they did say for sure that a coin off of the Empire State Building will not.
So the Holocaust wasn't real. Myth busted.
Myth busted. It won't go through you. Like, remember they used to tell you that if someone dropped a coin?
Yeah, they did like a ballistics gel.
Yeah.
It did what it, yeah, right. It just like nicked their head.
Yeah. It like, it made him go, ah, that's what it would do.
Ow.
Dude, on SiriusXM's block, I remember it was like a couple years ago now, but like we came in and there was a police scene outside. Like the building down the street has like, had like fucking gargoyles. And the gargoyle's like head fell off and fell and killed a lady in the street. Pretty crazy. That's a pretty crazy way to go in New York.
Remember that cartoon Gargoyles?
Yeah. It was funny when we started the show that day. I was like, sorry, we were late, guys. I was on the roof next door kicking gargoyles. Kicking gargoyles' heads off.
The myth was that a bullet fired in the air could kill you. The first problem is that it's not a myth. There are several reported cases of people being killed from bullets that were fired into the air. Mythbusters tested this by finding out how fast a bullet would be going if they fired straight up. So no. I mean, yes, a bullet just being fired into the air, yeah, I believe the trajectory would eventually hit somebody, possibly, or could. But I'm saying directly straight up in the air.
We're talking about it when it comes back down. Obviously, you can kill someone on a balcony.
It goes as far as it's going to go before it goes...
Well, hold on. Technically, there's technically a moment where it's free. It's free fall. It's actually the most beautiful thing in the world. The moment where it just hits the top peak and it starts to fall.
Get a drone shot of that.
That is like, it's like that, the bag flying around in American Beauty.
It's beautiful. There's a moment where the bullet is still and it winks at you.
Yeah,
it goes.
I'm about to go back down.
Heading back down ground zero.
Well, technically, if you have a strong enough gun, like the sniper rifle, right? Couldn't you shoot up and hit space and then the bullet just goes, just like floats?
Here's the problem with the firing. The thing with firing straight up and down is it have to be in a vacuum because it, you know what I mean? There's no way that it could possibly.
There's no vacuum large enough.
No, I know, but that's almost the point, though, because even if you fired directly straight up, what you'd have to account for with wind and everything, you know what I mean? Air pressure, there's no way. It'll never come right back down where you drop.
Jay, I feel like you're just saying other words associated with weather.
In fact, it'll be pretty far away when if my Doppler is correct with me, the barometric pressure is going to shoot that thing about 20
feet. I just feel what with climate change and all.
Absolutely.
What's happening? Why can't you let things go? You don't know about these things.
What are you talking about? I definitely know if you fire a gun straight up, the bullet isn't even going to go straight up directly. It'll move.
I don't know. I'm
100% right about that.
I don't know. How do you know that? How does anybody know that? If you were a fucking scientist, I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't buy it.
A basic understanding of physics.
Shut the fuck up, Alex. Nobody's asking you,
Alex,
bitch.
Alex, will you please say that I'm not being insane? This is
very
pretty clear.
Correct. It's like,
I think. I think. Well, isn't it the old one that I do remember from physics is that if you shoot a gun and you drop a bullet, and like you shoot a gun completely straight and drop a bullet, they're supposed to hit the ground at the same time. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So it's like if you shoot a gun straight and you also held a gun at the exact same level and dropped it, they're supposed to hit the ground at the same time. Like the fact that it's going forward does nothing to the time of how fast it'll hit the ground. But like with your thing, I don't know. But I'd imagine.
No.
Now that I'm thinking through, the farther up it gets.
This isn't my thing. This is basic thing. There's elements if you just shoot a gun up in the air.
Sure.
Everything.
But are you talking about the Oakerson theory of relativity?
But I'm saying, Jay, if you're, let's say I'm shooting someone up at a balcony two stories above me.
Uh-huh.
There's no elements of the fucking, like, atmosphere that's going to do anything. It's going to just fucking kill that person. But the further up
it gets,
so
fast,
right? But the further up it gets, as it's slowing down more and more, like the wind and shit like that's going to be more of a factor.
Oh, but I'd imagine that a lot of the thing of once, snipers is knowing like it's they're accounting for the wind.
Yes, right. Crazy. So there's that. But I'm saying when you get up to wherever it is, because I think this is right. It has to stop at some point for a split second. It stops. So it's going to be the same thing as if you just held a bullet up and dropped it. And at that point, well, coming back down.
First of all, how far that
would be. So, that's actually a great point.
How, what's the range of your bullet, right? So the ones that shoot further would have more.
Legion of Skanks. Legion of Science rules.
Alex, you're overthinking it. This is super simple. Just the second a bullet leaves the gun, it is not going completely fucking straight. It is there's elements around that are changing it, and the further
doesn't that
it goes,
fuck with my thing that I was saying about shooting it straight and dropping it at the same time, because that would have some element too. But if they say it falls at the same time,
look that up if that's true.
That's different.
Look that up if that's true, because if that's true, I don't know. But
that's true.
Can I say this? I will, and I really mean this, guys. I'm completely okay with turning the Zoom show into Legion of Skank Science.
Sure.
And we just try to explore science topics on our Zoom show.
But this really isn't deep science, Lewis, you see. This is saying when the bullet hits its peak and stops even, I bet it's already traveled especially when it stops, it's going to travel a mile away from where the person was standing. It'll be nowhere.
What I was trying to say is I do actually,
you're
think
saying there's no that. There's no angle that you can shoot that gun in the absolute true straight up, like truly straight up, where it'll be pretty close.
Yes, in a vacuum.
You must say in vacuum, dude. You don't even know what a fucking vacuum does, dude.
Yeah, vacuum is like a controlled space with no elements affecting it.
But to guess.
So yes, if there is no effect of other things, a bullet straight up, that's what we need to know. If a bullet goes straight up when it stops and returns back to its original position, could it kill you
in a vacuum?
That's the question. In a vacuum. Well, listen, or if you're the unlucky son of a bitch who's walking.
I hate to tell you this, but I'm pretty sure that in a vacuum, if you shot a bullet, the bullet would never stop because it's in a vacuum. So nothing to stop it now.
That is a good point, Alex.
We get sucked up into the bag.
Okay. So you find out how far a bullet goes.
In a pooper scooper.
No.
What would it do?
In the regular world, you shoot a gun in the air. You find out how far the bullet goes before it stops. Then, in a vacuum, drop a bullet from that height and have the person underneath.
No, but vacuum doesn't work. Them. Alex is right, because there's no gravity in a vacuum, right?
Alex, can you define vacuum, please? Pull this up.
This particular vacuum has a little gravity pumped in.
Alex, as a woman, could you vacuum up your living room a little bit right now?
Oh, Dave, no, here's what you do. You go up as high as the bullet would go, and you drop the bullet down a thin tube the length of that to the person's head.
Nah, it's going to hit the sides. It's like bowling with those cheater things.
No, Dave, it won't hit the sides. It won't hit the sides because that small tube is another vacuum.
That's not a vacuum.
A space where there's no matter or in which pressure is so low that any particles in the space do not affect any processes being carried out there. And this it is a condition well below normal atmospheric pressure and is measured in units of pressure, a pascal.
Yeah, it's sort of what I said.
This is a real thing?
Yeah. Wait, did you think when I was saying vacuum that you've never heard that before?
No, I knew you were what it was, but I thought it was more like a black hole. Like, people don't see vacuums.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Is a black hole kind of like a vacuum?
Yes, you can create a vacuum. For sure. I think. Let's make a vacuum, guys. Legion of Skanks start merch. Our merch should start being science stuff. Vacuums.
Sorry, guys. I'm fucking high. I'm high as fuck.
Word up, dude.
Word to your mother.
It's your world, dog.
We're all just living in it.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is sheathunderwear.com, the underwear of legends. Oh, I am one of those legends. Jay, you are also one of those legends.
I am a legend, although I don't really need the dual pouch technology, but you do, dude, because you have such a fat dick. I don't know if I tell you that enough.
It's not so much having a fat dick. It's just my dick and my balls have beef.
Yeah, they do.
Your
lots
dick and balls
beef.
Have always gotten along.
Yeah, there's no beef in my dick and balls. So I don't need the dual pouch technology, but Dave's whole situation on there is full of beef.
All right. Eighth grade jokes aside.
Yeah.
These are the underwear. These are the most comfortable fucking boxer briefs you'll ever put on your body. They really are great. They're the only ones I wear. Everyone I know who gets these, they're like, yeah, this is the shit. You don't need any of those Hanes or any of the other boxer briefs anymore. Just get Sheath underwear. Also, the company is genuinely run by great people. They've been huge supporters of this show. They've been sponsors for over 3 years So if you want to get the best pair of underwear you'll ever own and help support our show, go to sheathunderwear.com. Loyal sponsors.
They also, I don't get a lot of chances to say this but it's wintertime is coming. And they have hoodies and gator necks and base layers. So make sure you check those out also.
And Jay believes in them so much. He's hawking them in spring, summer. So finally, this is the time of season when it makes sense.
Well, better to have it, not need it, than need a base layer and not have it.
Well, listen, go to sheathunderwear.com. Use the promo code SKANKS. That's plural, SKANKS. Sheathunderwear.com. The promo code SKANKS will get you 20% off your next order. Sheathunderwear.com. Promo code SKANKS for 20% off your next order. All right, let's get back into the show.
I'm so excited to see Tool this week.
You've seen Tool again?
Yeah.
Jay, save it for your plugs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're right, dude. You're right. Do you know there's a new series coming out on Max about another, like, cult thing? And I do find it fascinating that they always say in every cult thing, they're like, no, we knew what cults were, and we were like, this isn't a cult. It's just a guy who thinks he's Jesus, who has sex with all the women. Like, it's like, I don't know how they never see it coming. Lewis, as an influencer, do those dummies find them, or do they prey on these people?
Lewis, as a future and possibly current cult leader, what do you think about cults?
I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming that, like, it's the same type of people that fucking like sports teams or fucking just like the follower mentality. I think people could fucking.
It is all around us, isn't it?
It is
an interesting thing.
There's a million little like cults, whether it's religion, sports team.
There's people who fucking join the military. There's people who join the military to go fucking fight and die in wars. There's people who go to church every week and praise everyone like as if you're their
God. They're all varying levels of like retarded depending on your perspective. So I think it's retarded that people would show up at a church on a Sunday and worship a sky god.
Well, I'm just saying, but even like bands with cult followings, like where people go and are like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like people do that shit all the time. Yeah, well, the word cult
probably by just like on basic definition, sure. I mean, more of like the it becomes your whole like we all have to live in a place and we all have to do because I'm not arguing.
That is extreme.
You're not wrong about that because it is exactly like an immediate brotherhood when people see eagle stuff and it's like go birds. Like if you're anywhere in a thing,
yeah, you're kind of all worshiping the same thing. No, I'm just saying you're right that it's a more extreme version of that to like move somewhere and start like having orgies with everybody.
But, forgetting the orgies, it's the same thing. But when it just becomes your entire life.
Yes, I'm just saying it's the same. It's the same impulse as all that shit.
Well, that's why that's why all walks of life become fucking cult members. Do you know what I mean? Because they do come from everywhere. Like super wealthy people join that shit. It's it's pretty crazy.
Well, in a way, like we're fucking. I think we've made this comparison before, but it's a weird thing. Like, I forget how it came up before, but like being in comedy was almost like a weird cult type thing. Like you were like, that's what my whole life is about. I'm worshiping this thing now. Sure. Like it's all about like trying to get really good at stand up.
The Scientology is considered a cult sort of, I guess, right?
That well, you just sort of like when you look at like for me anyway, when I look at like motivation to like do something, if the motivation is to follow or just to fit in, that's just like it just doesn't excite me. And I just look at like I don't know. It was never like,
Lewis, you're the cult leader. We've established this already.
No, I know. But
what excites you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the cult of Lewis, like, break free. You shouldn't be in a cult, doggy. It's gay.
But like, do as I said this, don't I be said in this a cult. Here. Do as I say. Do not be in my cult.
I'm saying, like, I feel bad to say this, but it's like, yeah, dude, if you're a man, you should not be asking me, another man, for a picture. You should be like, hey, dude, say what's up, shake my hand, do a little nod, tell me you appreciate me, and then do you ever walk away.
You ever have, and by the way, I'm not knocking.
Is that really how you feel?
Unlike Lewis, I'm
deep
not
down.
Knocking.
Your girl, if you're with your girl, she should be taking the picture, and you should be like, yeah, she really wants a picture of me.
All right, let me say this. I'm not knocking anyone who ever wants to take a picture. Take a picture anytime you want to. But this is what I'll grant Lewis. Have you ever been like at a meet and greet and there's like a line and everyone's taking a picture and then one guy comes up and just doesn't even want a picture?
Yeah.
But he just goes, hey, dude, I just really enjoyed your show. Tonight.
Yeah, dude.
Blah, blah,
that
blah,
guy
blah,
rules.
Like that. You ever get, there is something that you kind of like almost respect about that guy where you're like, oh, that was kind of interesting that everyone else in the line wanted a picture and he was the one guy.
That guy does want a picture. He's just doing that thing. Or also some people just aren't.
Well, what, you know
people.
What, Jay? It's working. I still remember that guy.
But some people aren't picture people. Some people.
I'm not a picture person.
No, I wish I
that
was.
That smiles. He has teeth
person.
Like this.
I wish
all,
I was.
No, that's I want to take a picture. No, I'll never take a picture. That's fine. I just wanted to say great show.
No, I understand. I'm not a picture taker at all, and I should be, and I wish I was more. I wish I had pictures of like me with corn and all kinds of shit. That'd be fucking great, man.
The food?
Yeah. Just me surrounded by corn for my Thanksgiving cards. Maes. Big J Maes. Grande Maes.
And that what was that thing for Thanksgiving?
Cornucopia.
What is it called? Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
Cornucopia.
It's like a woven horn?
Yeah, the horn.
Thing?
Yeah.
And they put fruits in it.
Yeah, yeah. Cornucopia.
How the fuck do you know that word?
I don't know how you don't know any of these words. Vacuum threw you off.
Cornucopia is a pretty unique word to remember.
Well, you had to draw them every Thanksgiving when you were a kid.
Yeah. Well, you'd like there'd be like a coloring book. You like color it in.
No, we would have to make a little cornucopia with paper. Cornucopia.
It's just a basket, huh? That's what they. It looks like a fish trap on Naked and Afraid.
I don't know what the original thing of cornucopia was. It doesn't.
What was it used?
It doesn't look convenient for anything.
Well, yeah. Why do they use a cornucopia?
Cornucopia. Hamasamwa cornucopia. Speaking of Thanksgiving stuff, are we doing the mac and cheese challenge?
Yeah, on the 20th.
Hell yeah.
You're in trouble, doggy.
It's next Monday.
I know. You're in fucking trouble, bitch.
We'll see.
Now, I'm going to take this shit.
We'll see who the bitch is, bitch.
Bitch.
We'll see who the bitch is.
Dude, Jay
bitch.
Really... Jay goes by fucking 60 days in rules. You can't call him a bitch, dude. He'll fucking... No. Would you get mad? I said you were bitching. Yeah, on the boat, the soup day.
Oh, no,
dude.
Was that...
Oh, yeah, and Jay, I was like, you're going to sit here bitching about my soup.
No, and Jay, dude, also, Jay gets so mad. I think one time, am I wrong about this, Jay? But I think there was a thing with Nate at basketball one time where he said, but it is, there is a weird thing with guys.
Why are you bitching, Jay? It wasn't a foul.
Goes, you keep bitching. And it's just a thing where you go like, that's so close to calling me a bitch.
Who did he say it to?
I think it was you and Nate.
We were arguing?
At basketball, it's something retarded. You know what I mean? Sure. Like we were fucking like young and playing basketball and something about a foul call or something like that.
Sure.
And then like Nate goes, you keep bitching. And you were like, what?
What did you say, Nate?
It's so retarded. Like it got way too heated.
Yeah, I somehow it's known that that's the thing because Christine's got me with that one before too. She goes, well, if you're bitching and complaining, I go, don't. Don't do that.
Yeah, he's not. It's a word. Dude, that was the thing that almost got us into a thing on the boat. It wasn't the soup. It wasn't anything else. I said that you were bitching about the soup. And you were like, I'm not bitching. Will you call me a bitch? Like it was. Like...
It's so funny. When it goes.
No, but there is. I'll be on Jay's side kind of on that. Because sure. Saying you're bitching, like, There is a weirdly, like, it's very close to the line.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm 60 days upset. In. It's
well,
like
the reality
you can't,
is there should be no line because it's just a dumb fucking thing anyway. But it is funny. Like,
Well, they say when they bring you 60 days in, they say it's like, yeah, just one line you don't cross. You just don't call. Like, if you call somebody a bitch, just so you know, be prepared to be murdered. Like, it's on. And then it's like, just every once in a while, you'll see like a prisoner, like, call.
Did you start watching the show?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm fucking watched 3 seasons of it. It rules. Yeah, I want to go in so badly, dude.
I'm all caught up.
I want to go in so bad.
I told you this before you started watching it. I was like, you should go on the show because you'll
thrive.
You'll thrive. You'll have your own store. You'll have your store with the
Twinkies. I'll be the pod boss within a month.
Somehow the jailhouse lawyer guys, like the guys who are learning the law, like still somehow are under you.
No, yeah. when I'm in prison, I'm going to be like, I think I'm okay. I just bought comedy club tickets from Lewis.
Yeah, dude, I'll be fucking.
He's gonna have a street team.
Lewis has shows going on, and his
also.
Team
I mean, just even immediately,
him.
I say, okay, number one, one of my main goals for 60 days in is to get shreddo, like straight up, like what I'm doing is I'm trading very often my fucking honey buns, my all that shitty stuff that you're gonna eat, all the sweet stuff. All like the fucking the carby shit.
Yeah.
I'm going keto for the most part, so I'm just doing a protein.
Hope Lewis just gets fat.
No way, dude. I'm getting. I've never been more short.
I went a different direction, doggy. Yeah, I brought everyone else's honey buns.
Protein thing is not going to work out. Yeah, dude. You're going to end up getting bored and start eating honey buns once you're the kingpin. You'll be eating honey buns.
They call me honey bun.
To the king go the spoils. just eating two honey buns at once. Hey, give me your cup of noodles and smash some flaming hot Cheetos in it.
Oh man, flaming hot Cheetos sandwich and honey bun bread? Yummy.
Nice. Prison rules. Give me 60 more. What?
I would love it.
You're almost getting into seasons where they start knowing that show exists, and the whole show becomes people guessing if someone in there is 60.
Like, yo, motherfucker, you a rat?
Oh, yeah.
No, I know. Dude, there was season one, just a dorky guy just gets punched in the head just because some crazy guy started giving his pills away to somebody else because he was getting, like, fucking extorted because he fucking didn't give somebody his lunch one day.
Is that the one there was a fat nerd and he was like laying down in his bunk and a crazy guy just
crying?
Him.
He was crying because he was depressed.
He was like, I'm gonna die in there. He goes, he got punched by one retarded guy. It was like so nothing. I mean, not that it was nothing, but it's just like what that guy should. The guy who hit him, he was so lucky. With the guy who hit him, you were like, oh, go work that guy over, and then this maybe won't be a problem for a while.
This guy, you know the guy, mean? No, the guy who got punched was such a dweeb.
Yeah, but he said he wanted to be a prison guard.
Dave. The guy that Jay's talking about, like, I'm trying to think of the level of dweeb.
Well, pull up the video.
You can probably find it. Yeah, season one. It's season one.
He looked like Dave Kinney to me.
Oh, I miss Dave Kinney.
Wasn't even that.
When was the last time you saw Dave Kinney, Lewis?
In prison, 60 days.
60 days.
Oh, man. Well, he's got to do what he's got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. He would be. I'm trying to think of like the level of dork that it would be. Just no, like a guy who has like no fight in him at all.
Dave Kinney, by the way, I think actually had some fight in him.
Oh, I'm not saying this guy. I'm not saying this guy had.
No, I know. I'm on a whole different thing at this point.
Yeah, I'm saying that he looked.
He
like
was
Dave
a
Kinney.
Kinney. Dave Kinney was a big dude.
Sure.
And like he was kind of like great dude, by the way, really love that guy. But he was like kind of like dorky looking guy, but he was big.
Yeah.
And I think like I remember hearing stories that he told me where he like snapped in street fights and like fucked people up, which is so funny. It kind of reminds you of like Gary Goldman's kind of like that too, where you just
but the difference is you hear the Gary Goldman stories from other people. Dave Kinney was
Dave
telling
Kinney
you stories
himself.
About himself.
He goes, no, I'm telling you, dude.
I almost killed a guy once.
He also told me a story about how he dated a Dolphins cheerleader. He also told me a story about a fucking.
Oh, that
guy
was the same
bullshit
one he fucked up.
Front to back.
It was the Dolphins cheerleader. He fucked her up. She was talking shit.
Let's do some plug-a-roos if you guys don't mind. Do you mind if I go first real quick? Because I got to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
That doesn't work at all.
December 7th, I'm going to be back in Los Angeles doing The Depraved at the Comedy Store, announcing the lineup this week. But grab those tickets.
Celebrating
already
my
on
birthday.
Sale. Celebrating Jay's birthday away from Jay. Who knows? Maybe Jay will show up. Who knows?
No, I'll be in
Houston. There's a good chance Jay's going to show up for the Depraved at the Comedy Store, Los Angeles, California. Grab those tickets now, louisofskanks.com. And I got a bunch more dates. My brand new tour, the Meaty Ogre Tour, coming to a city near you. Going to be going everywhere starting in January. If you go to louisofskanks.com, you grab tickets. There's a bunch of the dates already up, but I know in January I'm going to be in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Chicopee, Massachusetts, Key West, Florida, Toronto's coming up, Buffalo's coming up, and a lot more. louisofskanks.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library. All the shows are uncensored and ad-free, all in one place. Access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Yeah, check it out.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. This weekend, tomorrow night, everybody, actually. And I know it's so close, tomorrow night, and you're like, the tickets are probably sold out. Double check if you've got like a party of like, if it's like you're looking for one ticket or two tickets, or you have a party of like 30 or 100, you could probably still get in. No, I doubt that is the case, actually. It's moving really well. So let's fill that fucking place up, man. I'm so excited to do live casino down by the stadiums in Philadelphia tomorrow night. And then right after that, Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, Saturday only, I'll be at Cleveland Hilarities, which is a super fun club. You guys can see a Gary sighting one of those days, I'm sure, if you come out. Big Gare. And then I'm in Rhode Island. I've got so many gigs coming out. Houston, all over the place, having some fun friends coming out with me on some of them. But BigJComedy.com for all those dates. Check out The Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103, and the SDR Show right here on the Gas Digital Network. And as always, with all three of us, everybody, and all of our friends and everything, so many people putting out specials. So Jessica Kearson just put out a crowd work special. It's pretty... good times right now for comedy. So go watch everybody's specials, man. Lewis and Dave got the 30 Minutes With. Check out Dog Belly. All that shit.
Great time. Great time to be a comedy fan. If you guys, it truly is a fucking, well, like a boom.
Like the turnout of stuff.
No, it's crazy. All right. Anyway, guys, ignore all that noise. Go check out my special.
Yeah.
30 Minutes With Dave Smith. It's up on YouTube for free. Go check it out. The reviews have just been phenomenal. All right. So tomorrow, I don't know when you're listening to this. It might be in the past, but I'm going down to Florida to Palm Beach to debate Laura Loomer. If you look at the poster, you would think that I have joined ISIS, but that is not true. I haven't. But this should be a good debate. So go check that out. And then the day after that, I will be back on Tim Pool's show, TimCast. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then got some other big shows in the works in the next couple weeks. So a lot of big podcast stuff coming up. And then the only thing I have left, I think, in November is the 25th, one night only. I will be up in Poughkeepsie at Laugh It Up. I think I've said the last couple weeks that it's the day after Thanksgiving, but I'm wrong about that. It's 2 days after Thanksgiving. Last year it was the day after Thanksgiving, but the shows all sold out last year, so I have a feeling they will again this year. So if you want to come out, go grab tickets at comicdavesmith.com. I got Robbie the Fire Bernstein. I think I'm going to bring BK Chris with me as well to this one. So come on out if you're in the greater Poughkeepsie area. And then I think I've had a crazy month, so I think December I'm going to take off. But in January, I'll be right back out on the road. So a lot of stuff coming up in the new year. ComicDaveSmith.com. And of course, part of the problem right here on the Gas Digital Network, we've had a lot of big shows and got some real big shows coming up. Go check that out. That's
sick.
Fuck yeah. I'm watching Rounders after this with my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it.
Brian Koppelman written.
Oh, that's right. That's fucking right.
Yeah.
Big Jay Oakerson cried on his podcast.
I cried on his podcast. He gave us like a little fucking writing tutorial when we were writing Legion of Skanksting, remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Cool of him.
He's a good dude.
He's a great dude. I'd like to get, he's a billion.
He just gave us a paper shredder and said, dude, do what you want, was right.
You want to do the honors? You want me? Well, all the advice he gave us, we did none of it. We were like, that sounds like it takes way too much time.
That was, he did, he gave us advice where he was like, well, look, here's what you got to do. So every day, obviously, you're going to work at like 8 a.m. And we're like, we don't do any of that. What? And he was like, well, you got to wake up at 4 a.m., start meeting at 5 a.m., work from 5 to 8, you know? And then when you get off work at 5 p.m., you work for another 3 hours till 8 p.m. And that we were like, first off, we're not doing any of that middle part of working during the day. And we're definitely not putting in an extra 6 hours a day.
I was going through his desk drawer at this time behind his back.
I was like storyboarding with like,
whatever dork
with the little note cards and the whole, we were like, yeah, this is just, we're going to go back to sitting over Lewis's shoulder and be like, okay, now you say this. And then Justin says that.
We wrote our script without any structure, when you write a script, you're supposed to go like, okay, well, here, you know, the real way to do it is you go like, well, here's the episode idea. Here's how it's, you know, here's the beginning, middle, and end. Here's the structure of it. Here's sort of an outline of it. And then you script it based off of the outline and based off of the certain amount of acts and there's certain sort of rules to the game, right? And then even if you're trying to pitch a show, you do that for the entire season and multiple seasons. You look for an entire, you know, story arc. We literally went, okay, here's how we're going to write this. We're going to come up with a character, Mr. Jones. All right, Mr. Jones says, hello.
We wrote it line by line, which is insane. But I do, like,
we need another character, I think.
No, we must have.
We're like, no, our thing is just going to be that we're the funniest show. All right, funny. Now go.
No, we went with like, yeah, but we did, because there was the
we did do thing, character description.
It did have a beginning, middle, and an end. So I'm like, we must have had a storyline and then, but no dialogue.
Jay? We wrote dialogue first. Storyline came through the dialogue. I swear to God, I remember it very specifically.
No, Lewis is right about that.
100%. We had no idea how the show, when we started writing the script and started writing dialogue, we had no idea what was going to happen. Other characters that were going to be invented. We literally just went. And despite that, when you consider that, it's pretty good considering.
No, it's not.
I know we wrote it line by line.
Bad. It's really bad.
The story's not
I thought
bad.
It was
the writing's
so
not good.
I thought it was so good. And then when we read it, when we did that read in 2020 or whenever that was.
Yeah, the writing
I was like, oh, man,
sure.
It's really not good.
It's a funny storyline, but it was, but, you know, we're funny. We just didn't know how to write a script.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, real quick, gentlemen, let's take a moment and thank Small Batch Cigars for supporting today's show. I love smallbatchcigar.com. I'll tell you right now, I'm not a huge cigar connoisseur, but
you are.
Well, I do smoke cigars, but I don't really know what the fuck I'm talking about. And because of that, Small Batch Cigars makes my life that much easier because they make specifically cigars in small batches. You know exactly what you're getting. It's really the freshest, absolute best way to get cigars delivered right to your door. And it's the cheapest way possible.
Yeah, you can also
The big deal is that you know it's going to be shipped the right way with Small Batch Cigars, which I think that's been a big issue. Again, I'm not a big cigar guy, but I have heard that complaint before where people order really nice cigars, but then they're shipped and they're like not fresh when they get to you. You don't have to worry about that with Small Batch.
Yeah. Look, it is a really incredible company and they have free shipping on every order. Almost every order delivers within 2 or 3 days if it's continental United States. And there's a free Boveda pack included with every purchase. It really is an incredible deal. We have a great deal for our listeners. If you go over to smallbatchcigar.com, use the promo code LOS10. You're going to save 10% off plus get a 5% reward point. LOS10 for 10% off plus 5% in reward points. This is a great deal if you are a cigar smoker or if you have a cigar smoker in your life. This is a great gift for them. Once again, that's smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code LOS10 for 10% off plus 5% reward points. All right, where were we?
Should we do this? We know we never got to do this when we had Enzo on. But there was racist moments in pro wrestling.
You know what? Can I say? Can I give you my vote?
Yeah.
Can we save this for a Monday with the audience because it's very visual and we only have like 20 minutes left on the show.
Okay.
And I just feel like that could be like a fun big topic with the audience there, and there's so much visual stuff there that I feel like, you know, am I crazy?
No, that's fine.
All right. So fuck you, dude.
Thanks, Lewis Killjoy.
Well, no, it's totally fine. 30 Hits of Acid guy is willing to come on Skank Court. He keeps on calling it Wink Court, though. Going to his comments of his latest video, he's like arguing with people. Dude, he really
calls it Wank Court, like to shit on us.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have the video of him shitting on you? Weren't we looking for that last week?
No. That was the guy that we had on the show. The loser.
Oh, yeah. That was a different guy.
I'm talking about 30 Hits of Acid guy. 30 Hits of Acid
guy. I'm sorry. I can't remember. They all seem homeless to me.
His latest video, but a lot of our fans have been like, hey, dude, go on Skank Court and hash it out with Lewis. And at first he's like, what's Skank Court? I don't know what that is. And then like he gets it. So then he starts calling it Wank Court. But if you see his responses to everybody, he's just so like visceral and like just like angry at people.
Yeah.
Like he does not like being questioned about this.
Lewis, as your lawyer, I'm going to advise you to stop talking about an ongoing investigation. let's see if we can get him on.
Yeah, pull up the comments. I love this beef. It's not even a beef. If he'll come on Skank Court, if I get found guilty of Skank Court, I will issue a public apology video to him stating that I lifted his story.
Lewis, there's no chance you're going to get found guilty because I got you.
not with the law firm of Dave and Dave and Dave.
Yeah, the latest one.
Video, this one?
Yeah, if you look at the comments. Go to the newest ones first, Alex.
Well, can we play a little bit of the video? What is this? Because we haven't seen this one yet.
Have we not? It's just him. He really just releases the same video again.
Really? No, because it was a couple back. He had a couple videos back was the original thing.
No, yeah,
we haven't seen this one.
Listen, what I'm saying is he just releases essentially the same video. It's very weird. He retells the story and he just gets a bunch of stuff wrong. Like he just says a bunch of stuff that I didn't say. And then like kind of show some of the parrot video again. Alex, go to the top of the comments. What are you doing?
Stop deleting Lewis's comment. He deletes your comments, Lewis?
He deletes my comments, yeah.
Damn.
I like that picture of him right there. Is this a man you can trust?
This guy wants to put this cigarette out on your baby.
Yeah, see, this needs to go to Skank Court. You've been issued a subpoena to appear in Skank Court, sir.
Take Gomez to Skank Court.
Those would be pumped to hear someone called him skinny.
Take him to Skank Court. Stop leading Lewis's comments. Go on Skank Court. Skank Court.
Lewis, there is a lot Gomez. Of Skank Court. Our people, let's just tell them, I love you guys. That's amazing. That's so many of them.
Here's your official notice that you've been summoned to the highest of courts, Skank really Court.
The guy wrote, find a new identity. It's been a few years. 13.
Let's see. Go on Skank Court, pussy. Did he respond to this one? You got to see the ones he responds to.
All right. Is that him? No.
No, keep on going down. You'll see. He starts responding. You can see it's his. Yeah, there it is. When it's his face, he responds. Go down. Right there. Go on Skank Court. If you're so confident that you're the only one with the story.
Dumbass. Do you know how to read or just talk nonsense out of your ass? I agreed to go on Wank Court yesterday. So shut the fuck up, gay fanboy, and run back over to Wank Town and say, did I do good, guys? Please acknowledge me so I can be kind of cool like you guys. Also, you illiterate dimwit, I never once said I was the only one. In fact, I said I don't doubt others had a similar experience. Gomez did not. So why don't you stop and pace yourself? Watch my video. And so you know what was said and stop repeating nonsense that slightly more intelligent ass clowns already said, eh?
Dude, he rules.
I'm starting to really like this guy. Can I rep him, Lewis?
Three replies. Lewis, read the comment and then I'll read the reply.
You've been served. If you actually believe you're the only one with the story, defend yourself in Skank Court and stop deleting comments. Thank you.
I think you are a fucking moron. Did you even listen to what I said, Fulio? Watch my video and listen. Stop repeating what other retards said before you. I said plain as day, I don't think I'm the only one who had this experience or accidentally took too much acid. I just don't think Gomez did. Now, before you embarrass your stupid ass anymore,
by the way, this is the best angle he could have possibly taken, is that it's not that anyone else could have had this story. I'm just saying Lewis didn't have this story. That's a great angle. God, I want to defend him. Lewis, we might be in trouble.
Are you ready?
Zach?
I will remove comments when idiots such as yourself continue to post dumb shit that is completely false, even on a video that completely contradicts what you just farted out of your pie hole. Let me quote myself here.
Who says pie
hole? Try watching the video and stop repeating what retarded people said before you, because it makes you even more retarded to copy other returns. Get it? Watch the video. Learn something. Too cool myself, I said something to that effect of. No, I don't think I'm... I don't know. This went off the rails. No, I don't think I'm the only one who has experience or is even accidentally taking too much acid. I just don't think Gomez did because he's full of shit.
You motherfucker, Zach.
Wow. He also says, I will go to wank court sometime around Thanksgiving.
He's going to go to wank court around Thanksgiving? Does he think it's a real court?
Does he think he can just show up anytime he wants to?
I'd like to see a skank judge, please. I'm here for wank court. Find more comments. Please tell me there's a couple more. Nice. Go ahead, Lewis. Give him the biz. Confront.
Let's see. Confront Lewis in skank court. Settle it once and for all. You have been served.
Skank court? Ha ha ha. I might. I will look into it and see what the fuck that actually is first. There is really nothing to confront him about. This is my opinion and many others. And the opinion is well backed by this video. What am I going to do? Go on and say he's full of shit and he is going to deny it? I might.
All right. Can we see a little bit of the video?
Sure.
I want to know what he's actually saying, like what his case is.
I want to hear his voice. Maybe I should be doing a better impression, too.
Go to the beginning of the video. Guys.
He's got a Slayer bandana unfurled behind him. It looks backwards.
He's a Satanist.
Gomez Jr. was on the Joe Rogan show talking about various things, but one of the things that he was talking about was a story called, it's now been coined, 3-Day Acid Trip. And, I'm going to call bullshit on this story. And I'm going to call bullshit for the reasons I'm about to point out. You may ask, why does it bother me? Normally it wouldn't, except that in his story, he used elements of mine experience that he embellished to, embellish his own bullshit story. So I kind of feel like I'm obligated to at this point.
Look how dirty his fingernails are.
I said that.
You just said that? Sorry.
So for those of you that don't know what's going on, I'm sorry. Go right into why I think the story is bullshit. First off, if you've ever bought or sold acid, you would know and call bullshit in the story right away, because this is not how you buy and sell acid. In his story, he says that some hippie guy gave him a modest medicine bottle. I'm not even sure what a medicine bottle is. It sounds big to me.
I didn't say medicine.
Liquid bottle. Acid. Tim and his friend.
And I said an eyedropper. Yeah. This is a weird point that he's making. And then he plays the video too, where I say eyedropper.
Was his an eyedropper?
Yeah, his was an eyedropper.
Saying you stole his story or you made up an unrealistic story?
Well, I don't exactly know what's going on here, because I said eyedropper and his story also says eyedropper. And then he's giving up on this point here. I think he's just on drugs.
Okay, that's fair.
I think he's just a dirty druggie.
Yeah, he probably is. Bit of a junkie. He's got junkie energy.
You guys want to keep going? This is 13 minutes long.
Okay. Yeah, just give it.
We're not going to watch the whole thing. Give it a little bit more time.
Supposed to give it back to him, right? And then the guy was going to count how many hits they did or whatever. I guess he's just going to eyeball it with his psychic powers and determine how many hits they took. Right. Well, first off, if you've ever sold acid, I mean, I've bought and sold acid for the last 30 years.
If you would have just said like 27 hits, he's like, oh, yeah, so it's not the same at all.
No, it was a hippie kid that I knew pretty well that I had bought like mushrooms off of. And like, this was like, he literally said, go take the eyedropper into the bathroom. And he was going to trust us. He said, it'll give us our $3 a hit. He was like saying, let me know how many hits you took. He wasn't like, it wasn't a stranger. It wasn't somebody that was like, he was like, yeah, dude, just take 3 hits and give me $3 a hit.
Where does he live?
The hippie or this guy?
This guy.
I don't know.
Because we get him on skank court, we have to have him in.
I would love to have him in person.
We don't know where he lives. Do we have any idea, Alex?
No, I didn't realize he accepted
this. I think it's Callie.
I need to reach out to him this week.
Please.
Yeah, I think it might be Callie.
Pass it like this. You don't bring an entire vial, medicine bottle of acid to a show or whatever it is to sell. It's stupid for various reasons. First off, if you got caught with the medicine bottle full of acid, medicine bottle, however big that is, right? Is that a cough syrup bottle? What is a medicine bottle? Whatever. It doesn't matter because it's a bullshit story. Anyway.
Well, here's what I'm not like. He's not doing a good job. He's trying to disregard you, big disregarding, but he keeps saying he's to get hung up on what is a medicine bottle? You know what a medicine bottle is anyway. You didn't say medicine bottle, but he's like something he's saying like a medicine bottle. What would that even be? What's a medicine bottle?
What's crazy is that originally the beef was that Lewis's story was exactly like his, and now he's saying,
by the way, if you fast forward remember we're at 1:45, but if you fast forward to where he shows my video, go towards the end. He like shows.
Wait, what was that picture? No. Is that you? Is he trying to show a picture of you working out? Midgets, muscular midgets.
No. Start at the beginning. I'm pretty sure just right in this video, I say eyedropper. Good.
Me and my buddy Dan Doherty, we got a medicine dropper, this fucking hippie kid, this county, which is right outside of New York City. We used to drive up to Albany because there was a guy that would get it up there.
Dropper. Never mind. He's right. I said medicine dropper. I meant eyedropper.
Well, by the way, medicine dropper is, it also is how you give kids medicine.
It was an eyedropper.
He's getting hung up on a dumb thing.
He's just a retard.
Yeah.
The only way to prove this story is if I can get Dan Doherty to corroborate my story, but I got to find Dan Doherty. Where is he? Where is that man?
It is funny that I have to be this guy's lawyer.
All right, go back to
where Don't worry. Jay will do a great job representing you.
I will.
Two. I mean, that's the number one reason why I would think of. Also, you could lose it. You could spill it. You could drop it. You know, we're talking something up
your medicine of $500
worth of acid, right?
Are you? Hey, Lewis himself is a medicine dropper.
You're telling me you have a whole medicine ball full of acid? Just whatever doesn't seem
fucking,
right.
Whatever a medicine ball. I didn't even heard of what medicine.
This guy's got he brought an entire medicine cabinet with him. That's crazy. That's a crazy amount of acid.
Like cabinets for medicine? What is that even? What's the size of that? Cabinets? You put medicine in a cabinet?
A giant vial of acid over to two guys and be like, go ahead, you take some and your friend takes some. Oh, go ahead, and you can take some again, and then give it back to me, and I'm going to eyeball it and determine how much you owe me. That's not how you sell drugs. It'd be like somebody walking in who sells cocaine with a kilo of cocaine being like, here you go.
By the way, I've never been able to just turn on a camera and start talking like that. I almost admire that.
Yeah. Also, there's no need for the drug analogy when you're just talking about drugs. Like, the analogy... You don't need to say cocaine and you do a little bit of the cocaine in the other room. We already got it.
But also, can I just chime in that he's not even right about that? It's very different because like cocaine dealers are very serious about their money and all that kind of shit. And acid dealers are usually just hippies who want to have a good time with you.
Yeah, this guy who sold me the acid, he was also like he sold me like massive amounts of mushrooms. He was selling me like pounds of mushrooms at a time. He was a hippie guy. He was like an acid guy. He was always tripping. He was always on something. He was the guy that you would get mescaline from, acid from, mushrooms from. But I mean, I would call him, he was kind of a serious drug dealer. Like he went to jail for it for a little while and he ended up like getting clean. But I don't think that he was selling $3 hits of liquid acid to make money that night. I think he was like hooking his guys up that he knew.
Partying.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a little more? Do some more. Okay, now give it back to me and we're gonna eyeball it and I'm gonna figure out how much you owe me.
Zach, it's because you're an unlikable.
It's ludicrous. That's not how you sell drugs. Right.
So the Peter Life were like, no, Zach, I'm keeping my eyes on you, you fucking piece of shit. I'm cool.
But Zach's doing a bunch of bitching and complaining.
Ooh. Go ahead.
It is weird how much effort this guy has put into giving a shit about this.
I know.
Lewis, if it meant nothing to at all in the world, you'd be like, I'll sign a letter to never ever tell that story again. Who gives a shit?
No way, dude. This is my story now. Oh, it's funny.
It's already been on Rogan. I'm just saying.
Dude, can okay. you? It's funny. Is pull up Duncan Trussell on Ari Shaffir's storytelling show. He tells a very similar story.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's pointing this
Duncan
out.
Stole Medicine your dropper? Story that Duncan you stole from this guy?
Duncan indirectly stole this guy's story. Duncan is in possession of stolen property.
Oh, no. That means he gets in trouble with it also.
Duncan knew what he was doing, getting involved with this riffraff. He knew there was no way that's an original story. It's too unbelievable of a story. There's no way that anybody except for Zach Black could have this story.
I'll never know how much acid he put on my tongue, but I do know the look on my friends' faces was the look that someone would have as they were watching a person fall backwards into the Grand Canyon.
Duncan rules. I mean, literally, it's a whole story about accidentally dosing himself with too much acid.
Yeah. It's been done. Stealing happens all over the world.
Thievery.
Complete fucking thievery.
So yeah, if this guy wants to come on Scan Court, for sure. It was kind of funny. The most logical thing that he said was he was like, what am I gonna go on Scan Court for? I'm gonna go on, I'm gonna say you stole it. He's gonna go, no, I didn't. And we're like, okay, well, here we are.
Still though, I might. Like that he said, he goes, I still might though. Any more comments? Let me read a few more.
Oh, comments. Dude, you can lie detector me. I'll lie detector for this story for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Also, we get to ask you like four more questions.
No way, dude. You get to ask me one fucking question. It's about goddamn story.
No. Also, I have some questions about you talking to underage people.
God damn it, Jay. We already figured that out. Let's see. Not to mention the way he one-ups everyone in your trip report. 3 days instead of two people instead of one, 10 minutes instead of 20.
Yeah, you would think dude would have a bullshit story memorized. I mean, he had all the time he needed to pitch it and choked. Then to fire out some common descriptions of a trip that has been repeated over and over in documentaries you can watch on YouTube. It's like a safety net. Repeat what I remember from these other videos I watch. Who is so desperate to tell the world they did acid. You asked me last week.
Also, have you ever done it with everyone has the same experience on acid because that's the experience on acid. You see colors, dude. Wait, stop fucking with me, man. I swear to God, I saw colors. I'm not lying.
Actually, he altered it so it would not be identical, but he didn't even do a good job delivering a bullshit story. Again, right beneath it, like it's been said 1,000 times, so it was, everyone has this story. I mean, it's constantly said.
Shit, so
you know,
funny.
White people can't see different shades of brown very well. Oh.
Lewis has become the Carlos Mencia of stories. That's a great comment.
Great. Story Mencia.
Dude, I'm fucking Mencia-ing this story. Dude.
I'm going to put that in your intro. The Joe Jetta comedy, Story Mencia.
Dude, this guy fucking rules.
It was so funny. It would have been funny if Joe called him.
Oh, shit. Hold on. The chubby dude on LOS made a really funny comment.
Gomez was trying to suggest a roll back to early in their podcast to prove he told the story before. Unless it's before 2009, it doesn't prove anything except he'd be swinging on my nuts for a lot longer than I knew.
Oh, yeah.
And the chubby dude
twice
said something like, what
maybe he's talking about Dave. There's a chance.
What if we go all the way back and find out 30 hits of dude is actually your friend Dan? Lols. That was comedy gold.
It was. It was a great moment.
Gomez should take some lessons.
I have been for like 15 years.
Then you don't have to parrot and embellish the stories from others. And then the guy next to him wrote, I'm gay for you, Zach. He's winning people back over.
Damn it.
Well, I'm his lawyer. That was nice. He said those nice things. I appreciate that. God damn it. That's so funny. Good for him, dude. He gave it everything he had.
He's winning people back over, Lewis, but I'm still confident we're going to win this case.
Yeah. Alex, reach out. See what we can do. Maybe we can make it happen.
I'm prepared to fly him out.
I'm begging for this. I need the beef, please.
Yeah, beef.
Let's go, Zach Black.
Davey, we will not see you on Monday, buddy. No. But you are going to be missing the
macaroni and cheese,
challenge.
I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah. Should we move the mac and cheese?
I can Skype in and see whose mac cheese was better.
Now we can't move it a week.
Move it a week. Why?
We can't move it a week because the next one's the fights.
Yeah.
So we can't move it a week.
I will say, weekend, dude.
This weekend's
Mac and cheese off. Making Dylan and Cracky Miko fill their stomachs with macaroni and cheese before their fight would be pretty hilarious.
Oh God, that'd be so good.
So you want to bring mac and cheese to the fights? I'll do that.
Dude, bring mac and cheese to a knife fight.
There's no reason to even postpone it. You guys have your contest, and then the next week, just bring the leftover mac and cheese, and they got to eat that all before.
Dude, leave it out in the sun for a full week.
Yeah, really let that cheese curdle. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, Lewis. Either way, speaking for the chubby guy and his two friends, we'll catch you guys Monday live from the stand on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.